When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Supernaturally Paid podcast, where all faith-based entrepreneurs come to get everything that they need about how to thrive in business, how to not worry about money, and how to trust God more than they trust their bank account. I am your host, Raven Hoquette. Let's get into the episode. Hey, you guys, welcome back to season two of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. I am so excited to be back with you guys. Now, let me just tell y'all were hopping in my DMs from the first season when we talked about certain things, when we talked about the law of attraction and should Christians be doing it? Is it biblical? And we're coming at you today with another topic. We're going to talk about manifestation because y'all love to talk about how y'all manifested this. Y'all love to talk about how you got your car because you manifested it. You love to talk about how you got your house because you manifested it. So we're going to touch on this because the DMs have been lit up with people asking, is this something that I should be doing? Is this something that I should be saying? Well, let me just give y'all the lowdown. Because first of all, manifesting is actually a biblical word. And this is the thing, like people, this is how all these new age people try to take things from the Bible and twist it, spin it, chop it, screw it, and just do all these different things. Because there's nothing wrong with saying God's plan for me is manifesting in my life. It's nothing wrong with saying, let's say a scripture. Let's say you take Jeremiah 29:11 and you say, this is manifesting in my life and I'm seeing God's plan for me. I'm prospering. It's nothing wrong with saying that. But let me tell y'all what is wrong. What is wrong is when you are utilizing this word manifestation and you're taking it to the point that you have made these things happen. You're forgetting to give God the credit and you're giving this word the credit for all these different things that have happened and have transpired in your life. Let me tell you another way that you're in error when you're using manifestation. You're in error when you start to make these things an idol. And that's what I found with a lot of people. They start to make the things that they are quote unquote manifesting, they start to make those things an idol. Oh, they're manifesting getting a new car. So every week they're going to the dealership and they're getting inside of the car, trying to test drive the car, putting it on five different vision boards, telling all of these different people about it. You have made that thing an idol. Now you're living, breathing, sleeping, eating a G-Wagon because you have basically made it an idol. You keep constantly riding through this neighborhood in the house that you want and you're calling it manifestation even though you've really made this thing be an idol. So I think that's what a lot of the new age stuff teaches you, because in a new age practice, they don't care about idolatry. You know, that's not something that they stand against, right? They're already operating in a spirit of error. So I feel like when you are quote unquote doing this manifestation and you're operating in this manifestation almost as if it is a religion and this is basically what you're following, like a lot of people do, you are definitely operating in a spirit of error. Now, mind you, let's be clear. Let me go back to what I said. It is nothing wrong with saying God's plan for me is manifesting. You know, I'm not about to say that I can't say a word because y'all new age people then try to take it and chop and screw it. Like I can use that word, but I'm not using a word in a sense and saying I manifested this. I did this. I did that. Like, for example, and we'll talk about this probably a little bit later on some other episodes in season two of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. But unless you've been under a rock, you know, you've heard of me and my family's testimony with our house. And now we are at the final stage in that particular testimony that God has provided us with our house. But imagine going through that whole experience, having faith and praying literally without ceasing and coming out of that and getting a house and posting a picture on Instagram in front of it and saying, I manifested this. So I'm just going to completely forget about the fact that God opened up the door. I'm going to completely forget about the fact that God provided the financial funds for us to get the house. I'm going to completely forget about the fact that God handpicked the house for us. And I'm going to say that I manifested this. So you got to be careful, because when you're out here constantly saying, I manifested, I did this, I did. Well, what do you need God for if you can basically do everything? Okay. What do you need God for if every single thing that you want, you can manifest it? I can tell y'all one thing. Going through that experience with finding our house, living in a hotel for all the days that we lived in a hotel, and then going from the hotel to living in a one bedroom apartment, and people flat out looking at us like, y'all are never going to get this house. Like, why did y'all give up y'all townhouse? Why did you waste this time, you know, canceling your lease at the townhouse, all this kind of stuff? But let me tell y'all, like, that 472 days, because that's how many days it was in between when we left out of our townhome and moving into our house. That 472 days got me closer to God like never before. It got me deeper in my word like never before. It got me studying scriptures, studying passages in the Bible that I was never taken to. But my life experience at that time forced me to get closer to God. It forced me to get deeper into the word.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you're out here, you're just saying you're manifesting stuff and you're doing this. Why do you need to get closer to God for it to happen? You don't, because in your mind, you are manifesting this. In your mind, you are getting this because of your thoughts. You're getting this because you wake up in the morning and you quote unquote affirm that this thing is yours. You're getting this because you speak it into existence and all of these things. And that's why I'm like, y'all have to be careful, because people think like, oh, well, you know, that word is in the Bible, so I can use this, or I can, you know, say that or whatever. But no, how are you acting about that word? Just like, think about the scripture in the book of Proverbs that talks about how life and death is in the power of the tongue, right? So you can use that scripture and you can say about, you can speak about speaking positive over your life, right? Versus speaking negative. But then when you start to add a new age spin to that scripture and you start to feel like, well, if I just keep saying it, if I keep chanting it, if I keep doing this, now you have taken a scripture and made it into something completely different, because you're no longer using it in a biblical way anymore. So y'all have to be very careful, because we use these words because we see them trending on social media. You see your favorite influencers talking about they manifested this. So now you're saying the same thing and you don't even understand the root that's necessarily coming from. That's why I'm very specific that when I say that something is manifesting over my life, I'm very specific to say God's plan is manifesting in my life at this moment. God's plan is manifesting in my business. Or I'll cite a scripture. Oh, this is happening in my life. I'm seeing a lot of financial increase. Deuteronomy 15:4 is manifesting in my bank account right now. This is how I'm speaking on it. You're never going to hear me say, I manifested this. You're never going to hear my husband say, I manifested this. You're never going to see me get up at one of my events and look at the audience and say, I manifested all of y'all being here. What? I'm not God. I don't do his kind of work. Every single person that I'm connected with, every single piece of increase that God has provided me, this is something that he did in my life. This is not about what I woke up in the morning and said. This is not about me manifesting something. This is not about me walking into witchcraft to open up any doors. And I want y'all to be careful with this word and how you use it, because here's the thing that I know about people that are operating in New Age is that you start with one thing and then now you go deeper and deeper and deeper. You opening up this door. You start off with manifesting, and now to aid in your manifesting, now you need crystals. And then to aid, you know, in your crystals, now you feel like you need to talk to your ancestors. And then to aid in your talking to your ancestors and your crystals, now you feel like, dang, I might as well just go ahead and put a little altar up in my house to help me get better with my manifestation. So I'm telling y'all, like, a lot of these words that you think are so innocent, a lot of these practices that you think are so innocent, it is an open door for the enemy to invite you down a path that you do not want to follow. So be careful doing things just because you see your favorite influencers doing things. Be careful utilizing certain words and you don't understand the root in which people are utilizing those words. That's why I said, when I seen all of these witches trying to talk about, oh, I'm manifesting this and I'm doing that, I'm like, listen, baby, you're not about to take this word from me. But what I am going to do is be very clear in the way that I use it moving forward so that people know what side of the fence that I'm on, so that you know that I'm not operating in under the same thing that they're operating out of when they say it. So I'm not telling y'all that y'all can't use that word, but what I'm saying is be very clear with how you use it. You did not manifest this. God's plan manifested over your life. This scripture manifested over your business. Be very clear in how you use it and how you operate in that word. I'm gonna drop the mic right now because I know y'all love to tussle and debate about this, but baby, the facts are the facts. When you're walking around and you're talking about you manifested this, you manifest, what do you need God for if you manifested your entire life and everything? What is Jeremiah 29:11 for if you manifested all of this? Like, let's be real. If that's the thing about all of this new age stuff, it's really not hard to see that it's error. Like, it's really not. When you really read the word of God, when you really study the word of God, it is not hard to see these things for what they really are. So let me tell y'all, make sure that you are doing a heart check, a mindset check, whatever you want to call it, and making sure that as you go after your goals, as you go after what God has for you, that you're not operating in a spirit of error when you do so. Thank y'all so much for listening to another episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. Make sure that y'all subscribe so that you don't miss out on any of the episodes that we have coming up. I am so grateful that y'all have listened to another episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. Now, y'all know I love when y'all leave me a 5-star review and also share some of your feedback from the podcast episode. So make sure that you do that. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button and make sure that you share the Supernaturally Paid podcast with a friend.